Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, Donald Trump says the war is over, yet the front of the Irish Times says that the US is going to deploy 3,000 additional soldiers from its elite 82nd Airborne Division to the Middle East. The US and Israel continued airstrikes across Iran yesterday. It's the 25th day of the war, and more than 82,000 civilian buildings have been hit. So is the war over, or is it just getting underway, would be the question. But anyway, the photograph there on the front of the Irish Times is of Palestinian civilians gathering near an Iranian missile embedded in the ground in the West Bank yesterday. The Irish Independent says that thousands of nurses and midwives who care for patients in their homes want higher mileage rates because of the fuel crisis. The INMO is writing to the HSE seeking that the top rates of its motor travel banding system until the end of the crisis. So basically that nurses would get the higher band rate. And obviously we had the vote in the Dáil last night, excise duty cuts for petrol and diesel now in effect. I did have a look on my drive up from Naas this morning. One petrol station has reduced its prices, the rest haven't. And these are petrol stations which are open through the night, but the screens remain unchanged. And we have been warned that it is going to take some days before the cuts are reflected at the pumps. However, one petrol station was able to do it overnight, the rest haven't. So keep an eye out on your drive this morning, if you can afford to drive, if you can afford the fuel. The Irish Examiner, fake weight loss drug seized. I know News Talk Breakfast will be speaking about this. Thousands of people are buying potentially dangerous weight loss drugs from criminals in patches or drops, even though the drugs do not legally exist in these forms anywhere in the world. I'd have to say I'm not surprised people are tempted to buy fake weight loss drugs, because they're €400 and €500 a month and people don't have the money. But it is so, so dangerous. These are serious prescription drugs that really should only be taken under a doctor's supervision. But obviously people can't afford them. The drugs are sold as injections in the real world, but in the criminal world, they're being sold as patches or drops. So God knows what is in these drugs. The Irish Daily Mirror, it's like it's happened all over again. Families torment as uncle of petrol bomb victim Tighe dies in fire at the same house. This is the house in Edenderry where Christopher Holt is the man named in the paper, has died. And that house, just last December, just after the toy show, you'll remember, saw Mary Holt and Tighe Farrell killed in a fire there. The Irish Daily Star, mobster arrested over Alexis firebomb. A woman left fighting for life after being set on fire can walk and talk again. And someone has been arrested now over her attempted murder. This is Alexis Lee Campion, who was left with severe burns and in a coma for weeks. And she's still recovering in hospital. But the good news is that she can walk and talk again. And the Sun on the front page, it's do or Troy. Ireland supporters are praying for another Troy Parrott masterclass as the Green Army prepare for the huge World Cup playoff against Czechia tomorrow. And thousands of fans who've made the trip to Prague are confident he can repeat his hat-trick heroics of Budapest last November and fire his team to victory. And one Irish fan, Craig O'Neill, says it'll be 1-1 until the 88th minute and then Troy will score. They should get him on the punditry. He's such an expert. There we go. 1-1 until the 88th minute. He's very specific, and then Troy is going to score, apparently. Let's hope your man, Craig O'Neill, is right. Inside the papers, Michael McDougall wants us to cap the amount of TDs we have. The people may be asked to vote to cap the number of TDs in the Dáil because of the amount of money that they're costing. Independent Senator Michael McDougall will today bring forward a motion to limit the number of TDs at between 160 and 180. He doesn't mention here the Shannon, but the motion is backed by independent members of the Shannon, and it will be debated in the Shannon later this evening. Of course, there would be some people who would say, well, you'd save money if you got rid of the Shannon, but the people had their say on that before. But interesting idea, should we have a cap on the number of TDs, because they're costing a lot of money. To run Leinster House a year is €170 million. I'm sure the TDs will tell us they're worth it. Elsewhere in the papers, this is an interesting one from the Times of London, and you'd wonder if we could have it here too. I know a lot of women don't feel safe going around, particularly at night time, and may not feel safe on public transport. So the idea in London, or sorry, in England, from Active Travel England, is that women on late night buses should be able to request where to stop. So there are a number of suggestions being given on how areas can be made safer for women and girls. And apparently in Spain, they've brought in night bus request stops. So if you're a woman or a girl and you're on a late night bus, you can ask the driver to stop anywhere on the route, not just at the bus stop, which would obviously reduce the distance that you have to walk home. And in Amsterdam, the council has set out proposals to assess the needs of women. They're evaluating the design of places in the city at dusk and in darkness. So more streetlights there. But it's an interesting one with the nighttime bus plan in England, and maybe something that could be done here as well. Don't know if you were listening to Moncrief yesterday, but they were talking about the Oxford Dictionary. I didn't realise so many Irish words are now in the Oxford English Dictionary, but the Independent says that the dictionary has looked across the Irish Sea to include some new additions. The classic Asher look has been defined in the Oxford English Dictionary as an expression of resignation or acceptance of a situation. In the nip has also been put in the dictionary, along with putting manners on. Also, the full Irish breakfast is there, a full Irish is there, and gooboo, grotesque, unbelievable, bizarre and unprecedented, obviously associated with the Charlie Haughey era, makes it into the dictionary. And we also have Irish words like Galwegian, Scanger and Hollier. They're all in the dictionary. I have to say, I hate the word Holliers. I also hate the word peeps as well. I'm sure peeps is probably in the dictionary already, but you can read more about that in the Indo. And finally, in the I, do you have a book in your bathroom? The I says that many people still do. And the number one book of choice when you're sitting on the throne is Spare by Prince Harry. Also in the top 10, How to Lose Friends and Alienate People, 1984, A Brief History of Time, Fever Pitch, The Da Vinci Code, Pride and Prejudice, Alex Ferguson's autobiography and Bridget Jones's Diary. They are all the books that people like to have in the toilet. I do have a book in my bathroom downstairs in the guest bathroom, and it's Dolly Parton's Words of Wisdom. So there we go. That didn't make the top 10.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.